Good morning. We are all in appreciation of the diehards who are showing up at 8 a.m. The morning after all of the parties. So thank you very much for joining us. We are going to talk about a collaboration. The presentation we titled Stop Recreating the Wheel, a VDI Shared Services Case Study. I'm joined by my colleagues. I'm Patrick Frontiera, the CIO at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Steve Gallagher is the CIO at the University of San Francisco. Chris Gill is the CIO at Gonzaga University in Spokane. And Ron Danielson is the CIO at Santa Clara University. This is a story more about collaboration than VDI. Although we are certainly happy to field questions about the outcome of our collaboration, we really wanted to talk about some of the benefits of motivations for and attributes of a successful collaboration. So in terms of some background and context, the four universities represented here are all sister institutions within the Association of Jesuit Colleges and Universities that is 28 strong in North America. Three of the four institutions represented here had experience collaborating on a shared insurance and risk management initiative. The universities in California have pooled their resources to leverage our insurance vendors. A different set of three had already been trying to find a way to collaborate to optimize ERP shared services. All of us meet at least once a year at a separate AJCU Conference on Information Technology Management conference. So we have developed relationships over the years. And we all know each other well. Our staff at the director level and below, that level of familiarity starts to really become a little more dilute, or it did at the beginning of this collaboration. And the timing was key in this collaboration, as all four institutions had been at the same point in evaluating VDI technologies and applications within the respective institutions. And obviously, we are all, the AJCU is comprised of universities that span the country. We had the benefit of being in relative geographic proximity, all within about a two-hour flight of each other. So in November of 2010, the four of us agreed to meet and discuss potential collaborations. What really was probably one of the highlights of the collaboration for me was a day-long meeting between us and our key staff to talk about opportunities for collaborating. You know, one of the motivators to the conversation was that we had, throughout our relationship building, had discovered that we're doing a lot of things in very similar fashions. We have a lot of similar services. So we all brought our key staff, and we really treated this as a development opportunity for our staff. So we cherry-picked some of our best and brightest and brought them to this meeting that was hosted at the University of San Francisco. And we had an agenda that was very formal, but the agenda also allowed for a lot of open conversation between us, and we really wanted to encourage the conversation amongst our key staff. We had already come to the conclusion that this was a good idea to be doing, obviously, so we invested a lot of resources in bringing our teams together. We needed our directors and our line staff to come to the same conclusion on their own that pursuing a shared services approach to VDI or to whatever we're going to decide on was a good idea. The process that the outcome of that meeting at University of San Francisco was that everybody concluded unanimously that we ought to focus on pursuing a virtual desktop evaluation. As I mentioned, we had selected school leads. This was really an opportunity for people who had shined at our respective institutions to step forward and experience something new and innovative. Key to what we all deem as a successful collaboration was the selection or USF volunteering a project manager, and we'll get into more of that soon. And then the project officially began in December 2010.
Okay, so we all met, as Patrick mentioned, and the main thing that we were looking at here was, you know, I think all of us have heard the fact that, you know, from our presidents, from our provosts, that we should be collaborating more, you know, across institutions, especially across IT organizations, and that it should be easy and straightforward. That just seems to be the common presumption, I think, certainly among our presidents, and I think probably for good reason. But I think those of us who have lived in the trenches know that it's easy to talk the talk, but trying to figure out how to walk the walk and how you effectively collaborate across institutions, even sister institutions like ours, who still, though, do have substantial differences, differences in where we are in the evolution of our various infrastructures, differences in our development methodologies, and so forth. And so discovering what is the right way and what is the right project to collaborate on is really key. And so one of the things that for us was important, that even though we participate, you know, among this, you know, the 28 Jesuit universities are collaborate very effectively with one another and we meet on a regular basis, you know, obviously collaborating, doing a project with 28 schools did not make sense. We needed to find a smaller number of schools. And we quickly discovered that we just needed to identify what the key attributes of a successful collaboration would be, especially based on prior experience of what had not worked for us. So during this brainstorming session, we started by trying to identify what would those attributes be, and this is what we came up with. I mean, first, we really needed to contain the scope. Again, this is stating the obvious to some degree, but in the past, I think we'd had several attempts where we tried to boil the ocean, that we tried to take too much on, and ultimately, collaborations then dissipated. So we want to really constrain the scope. We want to make sure that we set achievable deliverables and very realistic end dates. Again, because history shows us that sometimes some of the collaborations that we had just kept going on and ultimately diminished and fizzled out. So we wanted to make sure that we were very realistic about that. We wanted to start with a small number of schools. So again, we started with the West Coast Jesuit universities, and then with the idea that we would then expand it across our network across the country at a later time, and we still are looking forward to doing that. Patrick mentioned that we decided that one of the things that we did not have in prior collaborations was dedicated project management as well as logistics coordination, and we believed that would be a key ingredient to succeeding on this collaboration. And then we decided to identify a steering committee and set up regular check-ins to make sure that we were making progress that would lead us to the end date. And then one of the really key attributes that we decided on, and this came out of our day of brainstorming, was, you know, we went into our brainstorming session thinking, boy, you know, three out of the four of us are banner schools. Surely something in Bannerland is going to yield a great collaboration opportunity. And, you know, the truth is that we all had very different drivers and were at different maturity levels or different infrastructures, different platforms, even as it related to our common banner infrastructures, that, as it turned out, all of the ideas around Banner, none of them seemed to be a very good collaboration opportunity. And I think we were actually quite surprised by that. We were expecting that the first collaboration would likely be in the world of ERP. Identity management was another area that we expected would be a key area, and the truth was the complexity related to ID management and the differences at our institutions meant that that really wasn't a good fit either. The short story was that we decided that something that was new to all of us was a key attribute that would lead to a successful collaboration because we were all going into it fresh. So we started off with this conceptualization process, again, had this kickoff meeting, honed it down in terms of deciding what would actually be the right thing for all of us. And our eureka moment really was this notion that we all had the desire to move ahead with not just virtualization, but specifically virtualization at the desktop. So we went ahead and identified our scope. We constructed the project team, which included lead architects from the four institutions. And again, we identified the project manager, and we had our initial kickoff, and we set a regular series of meetings, both virtual as well as on-site. And I should stress that the on-site piece of this was pretty important. It was very key early on to have all of the people actually meet in person and to really develop a relationship. And then ultimately, we decided that we would have an escalation process that went to the four of us ultimately, so that the CIOs were involved in monitoring the progress of the initiative, and then ultimately led to a project closure. So we kicked off in December of 2010, as Patrick mentioned. In January, we actually defined the charter of the project and agreed to the definition documents. We approved all of the global requirements by February. We built a test environment. We got equipment that was loaned to us from Cisco and from some providers that are used at USF. We went ahead and created a common RFI that went out to the likely vendors. We quickly decided that we really were going to just look at VMware and Citrix. We excluded other vendors because that was the conclusion of the lead architects on the key team. And then by March, we actually had selected the final vendors and the architecture. So this is really the only slide that we have that really is intended to get at the technical piece, but just wanted to let you know where this wound up. And again, this was not a foregone conclusion. In fact, I would suggest to you that I think most of us went into this thinking or even having a preference for VMware all the way. As it turned out, though, and as we built out the test environment and did our piloting and so forth, it turned out that it made more sense, at least with our criteria, to have a VMware-based server infrastructure on the back end. So we had a VMware ESX back end, but with Citrix sitting on top of that out to the desktop. In the case of USF, those were two WISE devices on the desktops. So our server hardware evaluation environment was Cisco-based. Again, we ultimately ran VMs with VMware on the back end, Citrix out to the desktops, and where we are now is that at USF, since the conclusion of the initiative, we've opened two full VDI labs, and three more are underway. We have a 10-seat pilot VDI lab open at Santa Clara, and a 20-seat pilot has been approved at Gonzaga. So that's where we are today. With that, I'll hand over to Chris.
So I guess from here on out, the place that we're moving to, we've given you a little sense of the process that was used, the context that we entered into this arrangement under. So from here on out, I think we're talking now about looking forward. We, as a group, consider this project highly successful, but perhaps looking at it, it may seem like it's pretty lean on the outcome side. But as we look forward to what this means for our organizations, our institutions, we see some really exciting prospects looking forward. So, to take what Steve and Patrick have talked about and put it into the context of transitioning to the future, generally, we see a huge, significant number of positive opportunities that come from collaborating interinstitutionally to make something happen that perhaps wouldn't have happened the way that we brought it forward. First of all, we really focused as much as we could on thinking about how we could actualize this in a phase two in terms of actually not recreating the wheel. I think we all know that, at least on each of our campuses, I'll speak for us, we all have very similar technologies implemented in dissimilar ways or with a variety of approaches, slightly different tool sets. One of the questions we kept coming back to is, can we do it in such a way that we only have to build it once? We still don't know the answer to that question, by the way, but our hope was that we could move ourselves further down the road to looking at a shared resource infrastructure, and that would include both the technology and the human resources necessary to manage that infrastructure. It really is a stepping stone. So this is a very initial step in what could be a very long journey for us. I couldn't tell you, I don't think any of us can tell you where that journey is going to lead us, but it gives us a head start on some things that we do anticipate. I can certainly speak for Gonzaga and tell you that resource constraints have been and will continue to be a very large part of our budgetary reality. So what we're facing is looking for creative ways to do the same things we've done before in a different way that actually increases our cost effectiveness and our efficiencies. One of the things I really want to emphasize, I guess mostly because my background is project management, is what a great opportunity this was for both us to use a shared project management process, but also to give a project manager from one institution, University of San Francisco, an opportunity to really stretch herself across a project that spanned four institutions. And I guess I would just say that I think that USF's project manager really stepped up to the plate and walked away with some incredibly valuable experience that we shared in the knowledge of as she went forward. She simply did a fantastic job of trying to herd cats at four institutions rather than one. Finally, I guess, as we look to the stepping stone approach, we really are looking at understanding how to do things in a different way. So this puts us on the path of moving in that direction. We considered it a very practical exercise, and I'll just say right up front that from my perspective, we did not start out with this with the intention of concluding it with a shared VDI infrastructure. That was not our goal. Our goal was to find how we could better collaborate and what the potential was for a shared VDI infrastructure. So from our perspectives, it was a success simply because it gave us an opportunity to ask those questions and get answers to them. Very practical in that sense. Certainly the relationships that we built up have been solid, but having to work together on something real like this, where we're meeting monthly to evaluate progress, where we're called on to resolve issues, and quite frankly, I don't remember any significant issues that we did run into. We were certainly in a place to do that, but for us, it reinforced that we can work together, that we trust each other enough, that we have the right relationships in place to make projects like this moving forward more possible. Staff interaction was a tremendous part of our thinking. We certainly wanted to expose our staff to the experiences that we realize on a regular basis as we meet with our institutional partners. And I think that our staffs really came away with a much broader understanding of the perspective that comes from seeing things from another perspective. So they were able to look at the issue not just from their institution's perspective, their ways of doing things, but also having to grapple with the fact that there were three other institutions who did things differently, and how do you reconcile that? So from a staff development perspective, this was a tremendous opportunity for us as well. The innovation portion of this was I guess, I would describe it as certainly important, but but the innovation aspect of this is something we're pursuing down the road. So as an opportunity to innovate, the real innovation was not in the product development. The real innovation was in the collaboration process. So for that reason, we saw this as an opportunity for shared innovation and also the beginning of an opportunity to align some technological resources in a different way at all four institutions. Certainly, there were a set of challenges that went along with this exercise for us. The Association of Jesuit Colleges and Universities is a loosely bound organization. It does not have a systems charter or other very strong controls in place to ensure that we move in lockstep. The institutions are highly autonomous, but share a common mission and share a common set of values. So that loose binding makes it more difficult to make shared services decisions because we are all acting as agents of our own individual institutions, first and foremost. It also means that we're acting rather independently at the CIO level. The mandate for this did not come from our presidents. It came from a desire amongst ourselves to perhaps anticipate questions and solutions that may be presented by our presidents in the future. So it was a challenge to work across multi-institutional boundaries to arrive at a common solution, particularly in our context. Certainly where we were at in terms of our own understandings of what we wanted out of the shared services agreement, we were at a relatively similar place, but we were also in different places even there as well. So our decisions, our selections about the technology were influenced by the various perspectives of the institution, and also we struggled with, from a technology perspective, very practically, is it possible technologically to put a VDI architecture in one location and have four institutions geographically diverse share that infrastructure? It turned out that we were able to do some very high-level assessment of that, and our initial conclusions were that for VDI in particular, that would be a challenge, that technologically having a single architecture in place would be a challenge. So we're looking at future alternatives to evaluate that. Our proximity, relatively close in terms of the national scale, we're still separated by several thousand, or by several hundred miles anyway. And we did have to work to bring our teams together physically, which was an added complexity to the process. Each of us have individual cultures, individual priorities, and struggling to balance this project and the complexities that came with it against those competing priorities is always a challenge. We've talked a little bit about technology life cycles. As much as we would like to say that we see a clear path forward to aligning our infrastructures, stop recreating the wheel, the reality is that Gonzaga has been a banner school for 15 years. University of San Francisco has been a banner school for less than two? Five years. That difference in maturity level, difference in technology, infrastructure, difference in components that have been installed makes aligning our technologies relatively complex, something we're continuing to struggle with. Resources, especially human resources. In a shared environment, how do you efficiently allocate resources across institutions? We don't have a structure in place to hire shared human resources. So certainly from a human resources perspective, managing resources in a shared environment is more complex. Also the technology infrastructure resources. What's the contribution level of each institution? Where is it going to live? Who's going to manage it? Those are questions that remain outstanding for us. And then finally, I just have to say that one of the struggles that we faced was, again, that this was done at the CIO level. There was not executive commitment to this project. There was executive awareness. Certainly, the presidents of our institutions were aware that we were working on this. But they weren't looking over our shoulders or breathing down our necks to make sure it got done. If they were, it would certainly provide a different level of importance and perhaps urgency to the process that we undertook. But that today is not the case. We do see some hopeful signs. The presidents are working on a series of potential shared services initiatives at a higher level. So there is some hopeful signs that things may begin to move in a different direction. But for now, the commitment was at this level. Ron?
So we spent a lot of time working on this project. One of the nice things about putting this presentation together was the opportunity to sit back and reflect on what we've been through and what we learned as a result of this and what that might mean for us as we move forward. The intention certainly was to allow us across four different institutions to leverage the talents that we had available and to allow us to explore the VDI environment in a much more effective and efficient way than we might have done individually, and hopefully to come out with something that would be more cost effective. So what did we think worked well as a part of this project? You've heard several times already about project management as an important component of what we felt made this work, and I would emphasize that dramatically. Having a dedicated project manager for this group, someone who would set up milestones, drive the group to stay on top of that, keep the steering committee of the four of us informed about progress towards those goals, and let us know when things slipped a little bit, let us know how they were going to try to catch up on the project, really stay on top of the groups from the different institutions, and make sure that we continued to move forward was an incredibly important part of us being successful in terms of achieving even part of the goals that we had when we started this. So I would emphasize the importance of project management techniques and dedicated project management people in terms of any kind of shared activity such as this. It was also a real opportunity for sharing and networking by the people who were actually involved in doing the project. All of my colleagues have mentioned that we have individually talented people, but at the level of the group that was working on this, they haven't interacted with one another a lot across organizations. In fact, not much at all. And this was a real opportunity for them to get to know people at another institution, to get to understand the technical environments that were effective at those institutions, and to a certain extent, why those institutions had made the decisions that they did about those technical environments, to work together on a regularly scheduled basis. So the groups met virtually every week. They had their own tasks. They were working on things independently, but those weekly meetings kept deadlines coming and allowed us to keep progress on the project going as we went. There were other less formal interactions between the technical groups, various phone calls, groups getting together out offline and working on problems together. And then a very successful week-long sort of proof of concept that happened at USF, in which the teams came together and actually put together an implementation and worked on it, got things up and running, spent an entire week working very closely with one another in terms of doing the evaluation about the different architectures that we might have considered. For the staff who were involved in this, it was a tremendous opportunity for development. It gave people who hadn't had a lot of interaction outside of their own individual campuses the chance to work with a number of other people, let them take turns leading different activities, working with people with whom they weren't familiar, so it was a stretch for many of them. They were used to working with teams where they had experience with individuals, people they'd known for 5 or 10 years. In this case, they were working with people that they'd known for weeks or a couple of months, and so dealing with different personalities, figuring out how one interacted with people and how you kept a project moving was a tremendous growth experience for virtually all of the people who were involved in the actual technical development. And I think the deep understanding that they gained from the learning about the technical environments at the four different institutions, why those choices were made, and then reflecting on how that related to the choices they had made at their home institutions was also a tremendous growth opportunity for them. People tend to focus and do things the way we've always done things, and being involved with equally skilled and equally dedicated people from another institution at a very detailed and rather intense level of interaction calls into question some of the things that we've assumed and is a very effective way at reevaluating what we've created on each of our own individual campuses. So what could we have done better? Speaking for myself personally, the Santa Clara group went into this project with the idea that it was a wonderful chance to explore something with colleagues, a wonderful opportunity to leverage the skills of other institutions to learn more about this VDI initiative and the different architectures that might succeed. But they also, I know, had the idea that, well, we're a little special, and we need to do things that fit in our environment. And I did not disabuse them of that idea. Were we to start this all over again, I think I would have been much more direct with my staff, saying that what we really wanted out of this was a decision about an architecture that would work for all of us. This wasn't just an opportunity to explore the solution space so that we would better understand the individual choice we were going to make, that really what we wanted from our technical teams was for them to find an architecture that worked across the four institutions. I think we're much closer to that situation than we would have been if we had gone off independently and tried to do all of this stuff on our own. But certainly, I think we could have been more forceful about directing that as the desired outcome from the organization. Chris also mentioned the need for greater involvement from key executives. The provost at Santa Clara knew that this project was going on, but really didn't understand what VDI was or what it might mean for the institution. And the president, the project was invisible to the president. And I think that's probably true for all four of our campuses. If we were to do this again, I think we would all go to those executives and tell them what was going on, tell them what we hope to accomplish, and try to get them to give us the impetus to make this truly a success in the sense of coming to a single approach across all four campuses. The motivation, of course, the potential for cost savings, the potential for backing one another up in terms of technical expertise, and the greater robustness of the solution that we might acquire. Another problem we had, and a problem that I think is universal across relatively small institutions that have relatively small IT staffs, is that the people we put on this project were our best people, all of whom had other things that they were supposed to be doing while this project went on. And so we're stealing cycles away from things that are important to our individual campuses to try to work on a project that might have impact across four different campuses. And we satisficed. Instead of driving forward as a steering committee to push for a common solution, we looked at the projects that we had on our own internal campuses that weren't getting the resources that they needed and compared that to the result we were hoping to get out of this shared services project and settled for something less than I think we could have done. That's understandable, but it again, if we had greater visibility with senior executives on our campus, if we had committed up front to more accomplishment than what it is we started out with, I think we might have been willing to leave those important resources active in this project or to commit them more fully, and we would have achieved a different result. And that's the last point. In retrospect, we were too wimpy about what we wanted to do with this project. I think we started out a little hesitant. We should have been more aggressive about what it is we hope to accomplish. To a certain extent, you want to put a project scope in place that allows you to succeed, but also there needs to be sort of this big, hairy, objective, glorious outcome as a result of this, and we backed away from making that commitment. And I think if we were to do it again, we would be a little more aggressive about what it was we hoped to accomplish. Having said that, it's definitely clear that in retrospect, we believe that the end result of this collaboration was not as important as the process that we went through in the collaboration and the resulting experiences that came out for our different institutions. So instead of just listening to those of us who were on the steering committee, let's hear from a couple of people who were actively involved in this.
My name is Melvin Wong. I'm the System Administration Manager in ITS. So VDI is a virtual desktop infrastructure. So we recently have an initiative to collaborate with different colleges and, universities like Gonzaga and Santa Clara University and Loyola Mont University. It's basically creating a common infrastructure for this university to share a common, more like a lab environment for students to work on. This not only save the cost of different university, but also provide a learning environment for students in different universities. So I think that carry out the Jesuit education collaboration environment.
And one more.
One of the coolest aspects of the collaboration, I thought, was that each participant brought with him or her their own unique set of skills and talents. So one member was a network guru, and another guy was a storage expert, and someone else was really involved in the management and administrative functionality of the vendor, of the product that we were researching. So by the end of the day, we had unwittingly gathered together an all-star team of experts. So independently, sure, maybe we could have come to the same conclusion and chosen the correct vendor for our individual universities. But working together, we had such a great base and a great group of experts that the conclusion was much more complete.
So some thoughts about the future. Despite what I've just said about the results, we think this has been a tremendous success. It caused our staffs to be thinking ahead about possibilities, and I'm certain we're going to be looking at the possibility for continued shared services You noticed that we have pilot projects running at a couple of schools, and USF has got a couple of labs in place. We haven't given up on the idea that we might have a single implementation of a VDI architecture that we could access from our different campuses to a central location and really leverage the collaboration from the different institutions. We think that the experience of working with a small local group of institutions is actually better than a broad, large group, and I think we'll continue to work together in our geographic locations. There is a group among the AJCU IT management people that's working on shared services more broadly, and we keep running across legal issues that relate to trying to do things like contracts across different state boundaries. That's one of the reasons that the Shared Insurance Consortium for the California Jesuit Universities has worked. We're all within a single state jurisdiction with common law, and so that makes it easier for us to work together. We also believe that these kinds of projects are going to become much more common and that we need to learn how to do them better. This has been a wonderful learning experience for us. We have some ideas on how we might be more effective at doing this, but certainly we believe that in constrained resources, as we look forward at higher education, we're all private institutions that are heavily tuition dependent, with now an environment where tuition growth is going to be heavily constrained. How we deal with those constrained finances as we move forward, I think, is going to drive us to collaborate more effectively, to achieve cost sharings, and to accomplish things that we would not be able to do individually. And the concern, of course, is that if we as IT executives don't take these initiatives ourselves, someone is going to take those initiatives for us. And so it behooves us to be on top of what is going on. So from that point of view, we're open for questions. There's a microphone here up front, and this is being streamed. So if you have questions, please come up to the microphone and let us go.
And if you don't ask questions of us, we will ask questions of you.
I'd be interested in hearing a little bit about choosing the project manager. Was there just one ideal candidate at one of your institutions, or were there four competing candidates, and how did you go about making that selection?
I'll toot Steve's horn here for a second, but we believe probably we came to a conclusion that USF's project management office was probably the most evolved, and that's not to say that we don't have project management offices ourselves that are evolving, but they were the most evolved and the best source to do it, and Steve graciously volunteered them.
Yeah, and I would just add to that, Ned, we had a particular project manager who had a particular enthusiasm for this opportunity, because one aspect of this that was not common to typical projects was the level of coordination of the logistics. And I can tell you that some of our project managers would not have been as appreciative of this particular one to handle all of the organizations around putting together the meetings and so forth. So there was some administrative help as well, but arranging for the travel and so forth. There was just a lot involved of pulling everyone together, as I bet you can all imagine. So that really was a key component.
I might add too that we don't want to give you the impression that this was done so formally that we had this gigantic process that we went through. Those kinds of questions arose, and we dealt with them as they arose. Steve very graciously offered his project manager, and I have to tell you, she did a fantastic job. But we didn't sit down and go through this formal process of how are we going to select a project manager. We looked at each other, and Steve said, well, I've got one. So
This may have not come up in the first phase of your project, but as you sort of go forward with these type of shared services, have you given any thought or do you know about, you know, what kind of documentation and partnership agreements you're going to need to make this work? I mean, I get the sense that it's kind of done on a handshake so far, and that may not scale very well.
I can take that one. It might be worth my just briefly describing a collaboration that we've already concluded successfully between USF and Loyola Marymount University, and that is we have established already disaster recovery relationship. For example, we replicate our banner environment down to LMU, and we also host services from LMU back at USF. And we actually do have a legal agreement that took probably 18 months for us to establish, and at the end of the day, it's a fairly loose one, non-binding, basically, that at some level says, to the best of our ability, you know, we will keep our data center running that will, you know, host, you know, LMU's servers and vice versa. But we did find the legal process, again, was a little bit daunting, which is exactly why when we embarked upon this new collaboration that we were very careful to limit the number of schools. And then even you may have noticed that we didn't spend any time talking about shared procurement. We decided that while there are many opportunities for us to pursue, even specific to this project with VMware and Citrix, to get leveraged pricing, that was not in the core scope of this project. That's sort of outside of the scope, and we're looking at that separately. So, legal is absolutely a piece of this as we go forward, especially as we start looking ahead to efforts like Ron described, where we look at a shared data center that will provision some of these hosted environments.
It's advantageous that our institutions have a long history of working together, and so we can do things with relatively broad memorandums of understanding between our institutions, where dissimilar schools might have to work on something, particularly schools that don't have a history of working together, might have to be much more precise about the legalese than we would have.
Enjoyed your presentation. This might be tangential. I wondered in your scope, did you talk about desktop virtualization? What your pilot shows that you did academic labs?
That's a great question, and I'm gonna start, but others may have different perspectives. You've really pointed again to one of the challenges that you face when you go into something like this with a goal of sharing a service. At Gonzaga, we have already virtualized our lab environment. So we were already, some of our lab environments, let me put it that way, we were already down that road a little bit. At Gonzaga, my goal was to explore the possibilities surrounding desktop virtualization for staff, for faculty as appropriate. But at USF, and I don't want to speak on either of your behalf, the goal was much more about lab management. What we came to the conclusion was, though, we could explore both. And we did explore both. In fact, one of the tests and evaluations that we did do was from the server infrastructure, which was installed in San Francisco, what was the user experience like in Spokane, Washington, for a desktop computer user whose desktop was virtualized? We didn't go very far down that path, but we were all interested in exploring the spectrum of opportunities, not just where we are today.
I'll add to that. Labs are relatively easy targets because there are a lot of machines running similar environments. But at Santa Clara, we have a projected implementation of virtual desktops for a new one-stop shop student services building that will open in September. And the staff that will occupy that building have expressed the desire to be able to come down and meet with people in a shared open area rather than having people come up to their work environments. But they want to be able to access all of their resources It's a perfect VDI implementation, and we're planning, based in large part on the experience and the knowledge we gained through this collaboration, to go in that direction for that building.
And just to also add to that, at USF, we will be moving into the next phase where we will be going out to the desktops. But when the four teams pulled together the combined requirements in the RFI process, many of those requirements went well beyond the lab piece. So when selecting the final vendors, while the testing environment was lab-based, the requirements for selecting and evaluating the final solutions incorporated more than just lab-based solutions.
And I do have one more piece to add. At Gonzaga, one of the points that I made early on to my team was, yes, you've already got a great deal of experience and resources invested in your particular technology for lab virtualization. But I want to make clear, as a team, if you decide that that is not the appropriate technology for virtual desktops, we will replace our systems. We will not ask the other three institutions to conform to our business requirements. So right from the start, I had placed on the table the potential for us to abandon our investment and experience in order to gain the added value of a shared services environment.
Congratulations on the effort, gentlemen. Just a quick question around, did you have an opportunity to assess the cost with collaboration? I didn't hear anything talked about that. And then secondly, from collaboration tool standpoint, did you hear from the teams about which tools were beneficial, seeing that logistics were a little bit of a challenge?
I don't think we did. We didn't do a formal assessment of the cost of the collaboration, but I will say that Basecamp was a huge boon to the collaboration. That was kind of the hub of the collaboration activity. So that was very helpful.
We didn't try to cost out this. I think if we did, I would say that Santa Clara invested less staff time in this collaborative investigation of virtualization of desktops than if we had tried to do it solely on our own. And so we actually achieved savings from that point of view, as well as getting the benefit of different perspectives. And as you heard in that second video, essentially an all-star team of people who had expertise in a great variety of technical areas. And so I think if we had costed it out, compared to trying to do this ourselves, it was both less expensive and much faster than would have otherwise been the case.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. My recollection was that we did have a conversation early on about whether we were going to assess costs. And at the time, we determined that that was out of scope. We were not. Am I just barking up a tree here?
Probably because we knew it really wasn't that costly. And I think we're probably out of time.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you for attending.